And welcome back here to the Mammoth Spring High School. We have concluded calling out starting lineups here, and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears are set to take the floor on homecoming night. Looks like your starting five for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears include number 24, Adriana Corbett, number 23, Tay Davis, number 4, Bryn Washam, number 2, Chevelle Graves, and number 22, Megan Upton, the senior for the Mammoth Spring Bears basketball team. Also number 2, Chevelle Graves, a senior on this team as well. All right, so Lady Bears set to tip this thing off. Viola's still talking things over on their bench. Bears, of course, are coached by senior girls head coach Scott Small. Heard him in the pregame. Talked about really just have to handle the turnovers on their side of the floor and do good things. Good things will come out of it. 8 minutes on the clock, and Viola's still talking things over. Now they take the floor. All right, so the starting lineup for the Viola Lady Longhorns include number 30. That's A.J. McCandless, their best player on the court probably. Number 3, Trinity Sherrill. Number 10, Kennedy Renfro. And number 15, Audrey Newberry. It's a Longhorn basketball to start this thing off tonight here in the Bear Den. We've got number 3, that is Cheryl. Cheryl will give it over to Dillinger. Dillinger, and they're going to call a foul here, or a turnover anyway. It looks like the turnover committed there by number 10, Kennedy Renfro. So Bears basketball now. They give it up to Adriana Corbett. 7:34 to play in our first quarter. They give it over to Davis, number 23. Davis gives it back over to Corbett. Corbett at the wing gives it over to Davis. Davis drives inside, back outside to number 4, Bryn Washam. She's at the baseline, drives down low at the block. Her shot no good, and Viola going to come out with the basketball now. So Viola with the basketball here, and they get it stolen away by Megan Upton. Good defensive play there by Upton. They give it over to Davis. Davis going to slow things down now, 7:06 to play in the first quarter. Davis going to try a three on the way, and it's good. Tay Davis, 4-3, and that's her first 3 points of the game, and that's the first 3 points of the game in general. 3-0 our score now. Bears lead it. So number 15 now. That is Newberry. Newberry going to give it over to number 10. That is Renfro. Now over to number 3, Cheryl, and now over to Dillinger, number 4. Dillinger gives it over to number 30. That's McCandless. She's going to drive inside, outside to number 10. That's Renfro for 3. She knocks it down. So right back at you, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears tied at 3 now. 6:28 to play in the first quarter. Davis going to drive inside, gets it stolen away by, looks like McCandless. She's going to bring it up the floor now. McCandless with the basketball at the block, drives inside, puts it up for 2, no good, and pulled down by Davis for the Lady Bears. So Davis gives it over to Corbett. Now they're going to push it up the floor. Corbett skips it over to Chevelle Graves. That pass way too high, goes off her fingertips, rolls out of bounds, and it's going to be Lady Longhorn basketball. Coach Small just telling his team, slow it down. Take it one step at a time. 6:07 to play in our first quarter. 3-3 our score. Again, we have Bobcat football going on across the station way in this radio station there. We've got Bobcat football, again, on K Country 95. And we'll get a score update here for you in just a little bit. All right, so the ball went out of bounds. Looks like Lady Bears knocked it out. It's going to be Lady Longhorn basketball now. They give it in to number 15, and that is Newberry. Newberry. You get fouled there by Bryn Washam. Bryn's first foul of the game. Our score, 5:51 to play in the first quarter. Again, that foul called on Bryn Washam, her first of the ball game here. McCandless going to pass it in. McCandless needs somebody to give it to, and she's got 5 seconds. Turnover on the Longhorns. Lady Bear basketball now. So Tay Davis going to pass it in here to Adriana Corbett. They're going to bring it up the floor. Corbett across the timeline. Corbett. At the top of the key, gives it over to Davis. Davis gives it back over to Corbett. Corbett going to drive inside, puts it up off the glass. It's up and good. Corbett shot. Makes her on the scoreboard for 2 points tonight. So now here we go with number 30, A.J. McCandless. McCandless gets it knocked out of bounds. She got knocked out of bounds. They're going to call a foul here on the Bears. A foul called on number 2, Chevelle Graves. That is her first foul of the ball game tonight. Bears' second foul so far. Bryn Washam, the only one picking up a foul for the Bears. They give it into McCandless. McCandless at the top of the key. She gives it over to number 10. That is Renfro. Renfro back over to McCandless. She puts up a three on the way, and it doesn't even touch the rim. Going to sail out of bounds. All right, so now it's Adriana Corbett with the basketball. Corbett going to try a three-pointer way outside. No good. And let's see here. Chevelle Graves pulls down the rebound. Good offensive rebound there by Chevelle Graves. Tay Davis with it. Davis gives it over to, let's see here. Davis still with the basketball. Davis needs some help. She gives it over to Corbett. Coach Small has been signaling for a timeout for a while over there. He finally gets it. Lady Bears taking a timeout. We're back with them in 30. Ecom Sports Network.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
And welcome back here to the Mammoth Spring High School, where it is homecoming night in Mammoth Spring. Had a lot of fun with the parade going on at around 1:30 this afternoon. And then, of course, we had the crowning of the homecoming queen. She's on the court. Well, I can't tell if she's on the court. Yes, she is. Right now, Megan Upton, homecoming queen tonight in Mammoth Spring. I want to thank some of your Mammoth Spring Beer Boosters helping you bring the game tonight. That's the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring and the Cleary Funeral Home in Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring. So Bears basketball now. It's Adriana Corbett with the basketball. She gives it outside to Davis. Davis over to Upton. Upton outside gives it over to, let's see, that's Bryn Washam with the basketball. She's fouled on the floor. They're going to call that on number 5. Looks like Emily Martin going to pick up the foul. Or excuse me, they called on number 4. Looked like he had his just 5 fingers up there, but I guess he just had 4, so his first foul of the ball game. So now here we go with the Lady Bears again. Megan Upton down low. She's going to get a foul called on her. Or, well, she's going to get a foul called. Lady Longhorn had a foul called against her. It looks like it's number 4 again. Presley Dillinger picking up her second foul of the game. So now here we go with the Lady Longhorns after a steal by them. I was marking it down. Not sure what happened there, but it's going to be AJ McCandless. She's going to run down the floor and put it up for 2, and it's good. Her first 2 points of the game. And now Lady Bears with it. Corbett. She is just slowing things down here with 4:09 to play in the first quarter. Gives it over to Davis. Back over to Corbett. Corbett near the block. She drives inside, puts it up off the glass, and it's good for 2. Adriana Corbett with her 4th point tonight. And now here we go with the Lady Longhorns. They give it over to Cheryl. Cheryl gives it down low to McCandless. She puts it up for 2. No good. Megan Upton pulls down the rebound. And now she's going to be fouled. A foul called on 1-0 Red. That's what the ref says. That's Renfro, her first foul of the game. 7-5 our score. Lady Bears lead it by 2. 3:49 to play in our first quarter. Almost said the fourth quarter. We still got a while until then. So now here we go with Adriana Corbett. 3:46 to play in our first quarter. Gives it over to Upton outside. Upton gives it over to Davis. Davis now over to Corbett. Corbett outside here gives it back over to Graves, and she's going to be fouled. Foul called on number 10. That is Kennedy Renfro again, her second foul of the game. We got a sub checking in here, number 10. That's Renfro. She's going to take a seat. Number 4, Presley Dillinger, going to enter in. She has 1 foul tonight. So here we go with Tay Davis. Or excuse me, that's Adrian. All right, so the Lady Bears with it. Megan Upton just scored, and it's up for 2 and good. All right, so here we go with Longhorn basketball. I think we've got so many people here in the gym. Our signal is bouncing off. Newberry with the basketball gives it over to Cheryl. Her shot up for 2, and it's no good. And they call that on the shot here. 3:04 to play in the first quarter. Again, we have Bobcat football going on just across the way in the station. That football game airing on K Country 95 tonight. So the number three, Cheryl, her first one up on the way, and it's no good. And her second one up on the way, and it's good. Lady Bears still lead at 9-6, our score now. All right, so here we go with Chevelle Graves. She gives it over to Corbett at the wing. Corbett gives it over to Washam. Washam now over to Chevelle Graves. Graves skips it across to Corbett, and she traveled there. It's going to be a turnover for the Lady Bears. 9-6 now, our score. 3-point lead by the Bears. 2:46 to play in the first quarter. So here we go with, number 24, it looks like, as she brings it up the floor. That is McCandless. McCandless gives it over to Dillinger. Dillinger back over to McCandless. I'm sorry, I said number 24. Her number is number 30. She's going to try a deep three, and it's on the way, and it's good. McCandless with a deep three makes her fifth point on the night. Bears tied up at 9 with the Longhorns. 2:19 to play in our first quarter. Megan Upton with the basketball and gives it over to Corbett. Great play by Megan Upton there. And it's Corbett now with 6 points in the lead for the Lady Bears. 2:09 to play in the first quarter. 11-9 our score. They give it over to number three, Cheryl in the corner. Cheryl gives it over, tried to give it over to Dillinger, but she gets it stolen away by Megan Upton. Now here we go with Bryn Washam. Bryn driving along the baseline, puts it up for two, and it's good. Washam with her first 2 points on the night makes it a 13-9 score, and the momentum has shifted here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Viola down low needs some help. That's number 15, Newberry. Newberry gets it out to McCandless. McCandless drives down low. She's going to get fouled on the shot. Don't count the shot. Looks like they're going to call that on the floor. So it looked like they were going to call that on the shot. We got some ref disagreement here. And the refs are arguing over the call now. I've never seen this before. So they're going to go ahead and pass it in. Had two officials fighting over the call. Looks like we finally got it figured out. The foul was on the floor, not on the shot. That foul called on number 22, Megan Upton. That is her second foul of the ball game so far. So now here we go with Dillinger. Dillinger gives it over to McCandless. McCandless drives inside, gives it over to number 14, and that is Newberry. Number 15, excuse me. So now here we go with McCandless again. She got the basketball back. They give it back outside to number 4. That's Dillinger. Dillinger gives it over to number 13. Now back outside to Dillinger. Dillinger going to try a three-pointer on the way, and it's no good. Got it knocked away, but she's going to get a foul call. All right, we're back here on the radio. 58.7 seconds to go in the first quarter. 13-9 now, our score in Mammoth Spring. We've got Adriana Corbett going to pass in the basketball. Corbett gives it over to Washam. 57 seconds to play. Now Corbett way outside for three. She's wide open. And it's going to go out of bounds, though. Good. Lady Bears able to save it, though. Chevelle Graves, good defensive offensive play there to save the basketball. Now it's stolen away from Corbett. That was stolen by McCandless, their best player on the floor. McCandless drives down low, kept the basketball from court to court. She puts it up for two, and it's no good. Looks like Bryn Washam going to pull down the basketball. So now here we go with the Lady Bear offense. 28 seconds to play. Corbett with the basketball. Slowing things down. 20 seconds to go now. At the top of the key. 16 seconds. 15, 14. Now over to Bryn Washam. Washam over to Graves with 10 seconds to play. They give it back over to, I'm trying to see that, Corbett. Now over to Washam and back over to Corbett. Corbett drives down low, 2 seconds to go. Shot no good. Puts it back up at the horn. And it rolls in for a buzzer beater shot. Corbett with the shot, and it goes up for two on the layup. Got her own offensive rebound, puts it back up and in. Lady Bears lead at 15-9 at the end of our first quarter. We're back with the second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I started in the car business washing cars in high school with the dream of being a Chevrolet dealer. And now, nearly 20 years later, I'm here in West Plains and proud to serve this community for years to come as your Chevrolet Buick GMC dealer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
Hi, this is Alexis Davis. I'm running for Mammoth Springs School Board, Position 3, and I'd like to ask for your vote on Tuesday, November 2nd, at the Old O'Reilly's Building across from the post office in Mammoth Springs. Go Bears!
Ad paid for by Alexis Davis for Mammoth Springs School Board.
And we want to thank Alexis for Mammoth Springs School Board, Position 3. You can vote for her on November 2nd at the Old O'Reilly Auto Parts Building in Mammoth Springs. She's bringing you your second quarter here on AM 1290 and FM 103.7, The Gift. And we do apologize. We think just such a large, a little bit. So we hope to bring you the rest of the basketball game. We will bring you the rest of the basketball game, however that may be. So we'll keep it up here on AM 1290 and FM 103.7, The Gift. All right, so it's back in the hands of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears now. Corbett with it. Going to give it over to Davis. Davis and Corbett, probably the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears' best two players on the floor. And they give it back to Corbett. Davis had it. And the assist to Corbett. And Corbett's shot is good. Now, stand out for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. 7-9 now. Lead it. Now, here we go with number 14 for the Viola Longhorns. Don't have our name. We'll try to get that for you here momentarily. Now McCandless with it. McCandless at the top of the key gives it back over to number 3. That is Cheryl. Cheryl back over to number 15, and that is Newberry. Her shot up and good. Newberry's two-pointer gives her first 2 points of the night. 17-11 our score. Now here we go with Lelaney Young. She's in the game now. She puts up a three-pointer, and it's good. Number 3, Lelaney Young with her first 3 points on the night. Now here we go with the Longhorns. Bear Den, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the basketball. 20-13 now, our score. 6:45 to play in the second quarter. We're hoping to fix some of these connection issues at halftime. Now here we go with Adriana Corbett for the Lady Bears. They give it over to Davis. Davis back over to Chevelle Graves now. Graves gives it over to, well, she keeps the basketball. Looked like she's going to pass it there. Now over to Corbett. Corbett gives it over to Davis. She's going to try a three. No good. And Graves almost had a chance to save the ball. She's going to let it roll out of bounds, though. 20-13. Well, it looks like it's going to remain Lady Bear basketball. I guess the Viola defender touched it going out of bounds. 20-13 now our score. Again, 6:22 to play in the second quarter. They're going to pass it in to number 3, Lainey Young. Gives it over to Corbett. Corbett now back over to, let's see, that's Tay Davis. Back to Corbett now. And I meant to mention this in the pregame show. The Bears are without Sarah Crow tonight. She is out of the game. Davis with it. Drives down low. Puts up a two-point shot. It's no good. And Corbett fought for that rebound, but they're going to come out with it. Does the Lady Longhorns. Now they're going to pass it up to number 3, Cheryl. Cheryl gives it over to Dillinger. Dillinger back over to McCandless. McCandless wanted a foul on that call. It's going to roll out of bounds, though, and be a Lady Longhorn basketball. Good defensive play there by Lainey Young to knock the ball out of bounds. So now here we go with the Lady Longhorn basketball team. They're going to pass it in to number 15, Newberry. Newberry gives it over to number 3. That's Cheryl in the corner. Cheryl drives inside, outside. Corner on the way. It's no good. Graves going to bring it up the floor now. Graves at the top of the key. Graves gives it over to, see, that looks like Corbett. Corbett gets it knocked away by number 4, Dillinger, and now she has the basketball. Dillinger gives it over to McCandless. McCandless driving down the baseline. She's fouled. Foul going to be called on number 3, Lady Young. That's her first from the game. 20-13. is our score. Bears lead it by 7, 5:21 to play in the second quarter. Coach Small not very happy with this performance so far. All right, so here we go with the Lady Longhorn basketball team. Number 10, going to pass it in. That's Renfro. Renfro with 5:17 to play in our first half. They give it over to Cheryl. Cheryl now over to number 15, Newberry. Newberry over to McCandless. McCandless gives it across to Dillinger. Dillinger thought about the three. She's going to give it back over to McCandless. McCandless drives inside and puts it up for two, and it's no good. Now Lady Young with the basketball. Young gives it over to Corbett. So now Corbett going to pass it in. Corbett going to bring it up the floor. 4:50 to play in the second quarter. Corbett gives it over to, looks like Bryn Washam over there. Washam gives it over to Graves. Now over to Corbett. She's outside here. Could shoot the shot at the wing. She chooses not to. Gives it over to Davis. Now over to Washam. Washam drives along the baseline, puts her shot up, and it's no good, but she got fouled on it. She's going to get two at the line. Here we have Thayer Bobcat football over on K-Country 95. We'll get a score for you coming up at halftime today. Number 3, Trinity Cheryl. She picks up her second foul after fouling Bryn Washam. Her first shot up on the way, and it's good. Bryn has 3 on the night. 21-13, our score. Bryn has another one coming here. Bryn, second one up, I am good. And that's 4 for Bryn Washam tonight. So now here we go with number 30, A.J. McCandless. McCandless comes across the timeline. McCandless still with the basketball as she drives down low. She's going to get a foul called. Bryn Washam picks up the foul, and she didn't really. She did it anyways. Stick with it. So here we go now with this Lady Longhorn basketball team. Cheryl with it. Cheryl comes across the timeline, gives it over to number 4, Dillinger. Dillinger gives it over to McCandless. Now back over to number 10. That's Renfro. And she walked. It's going to be a turnover there on the Viola Lady Longhorns. So now Corbett going to bring the ball up the floor. And that foul again on Bryn Washam. That was her second foul of the game tonight. 22-13 our score. Now Corbett with it at the top of the key. Corbett gives it over to Davis near the free throw line. Gives it back over to Corbett. She's going to launch a three-pointer. No good. And it's going to roll out of bounds and be Viola Lady Longhorn basketball. 4 minutes to play here in this second quarter. 22-13 our score. Again, 4 minutes to play here in this second quarter. So here we go here with the Lady Longhorns. They're going to give it over to McCandless to bring it up the floor. And she is the only returning starter for this Viola Lady Longhorn team from last year. And now McCandless tried the Euro step, but she does not make the point. And now it's Lady Bear basketball. Corbett brings it up the floor. Corbett across the timeline. Corbett gives it down low to number 23, Tay Davis. Her shot no good. And it's rebounded by number 14 for the Lady Longhorns. Here we go with number 30. That's McCandless. Gives it over to number 10, Renfro. Renfro gives it over to number 14. Now back over to McCandless. She's at the top of the geese. Gets it down low to Cheryl. Cheryl gives it over to Dillinger, but it's stolen away. And now here we go with the Lady Bears. Lady Bears give it over to Washam. Washam going to drive inside. Easy bucket there. Puts it up for two. And it's an easy 6 points for the Lady Bears. Or just an easy 2 points. Bryn has 6 points tonight. That's what I meant to say. Now number 30, A.J. McCandless going to try a three, and that shot no good. Lady Bears with the rebound. 3 minutes to go. Coach Small telling his team to push it down the floor. Laney Young with a two-point bucket. It's up and good. Laney with her 5th point tonight, showing out for the Lady Bears. We're going to take the timeout with them. We're back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health. We are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Back here at the Mammoth Spring High School, 26-13 our score, 2:55 to play in the first half here in Mammoth Spring on homecoming night. And we've mentioned a few times here, Megan Upton, the Lady Bear who won homecoming night again here in Mammoth Spring. Now let's get an update here on the Thayer Bobcat football score. We see Thayer trouncing Miller 42-0. Looks like the Bobcats going to advance to the second round of regional play. So now here we go with Lady Longhorn basketball. Looks like they've turned it over. Going to be Bear basketball here. And Coach Small calling out his play. 26-13 our score. Looks like Coach Small called a timeout. We're back in 30 on the...
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
And welcome back here to the Mammoth Spring High School. 26-13 our score, 2:45 to play in the first half after Coach Small calls the timeout there, talk things over with his Lady Bears. So it's going to be Longhorn basketball out of the timeout. And it looks like they're probably going to pass it in here to McCandless. So they do. McCandless with the basketball now gives it over to number 15, Newberry. Newberry gives it over to number 32. That is Shadden. She's in the basketball game now. Looks like it's going to be rolling out of bounds. Bear basketball. Coach Small telling his team, up tempo, get that beat running. So now here we go with Corbett. Corbett going to pass in the basketball. Gives it over to Davis, back to Corbett. Corbett at the top of the key, gives it over to Washam. Back to Corbett now. Outside to Tucker for a three on the way, and it's no good. And it's pulled down by Tay Davis. She puts the shot back up, and it's no good. And it's pulled down by number 14 for the Lady Longhorns. So now here we go with number four. That is Dillinger. Dillinger gives it over to number 30. That's A.J. McCandless. McCandless gives it over to Newberry, number 15. Newberry gives it over to Dillinger. Dillinger over to number 14. Back to Dillinger now. She's down low. Back out to number 14. Gives it over to number 15. That's Newberry. Newberry back over to McCandless. McCandless at the top of the key. Almost lost her dribble. Drives down low. Puts it off the glass and puts it in. Great play there by Newberry. By McCandless. 7 points now on the night for McCandless. Corbett with the basketball and gives it over to Tucker. Tucker gives it over to Washam. Washam down low. She lost her basketball and stole it away by McCandless. Good play there on defense. Here we go with McCandless at the top of the key. Drives inside, gives it over. No-look pass to Shadden, but that gets stolen away by Corbett. Adriana Corbett with it now. She pushes it up the floor. Drives inside, gives it over to Davis. Wide open for a layup, and it's good. So now a five-point game for Tay Davis. 28-15 our score. Lady Bears lead it by 13, 109 to play in the first half. So now 14 with it. Needs somebody to give it to. Gives it over to Newberry. Newberry gets fouled there. And they're going to call it on number three. That is Lainey Young, her second foul of the game. 102 play in the second quarter, 28-15 our score. And the Lady Longhorns and the Lady Bears now in the 1-1. Number 30. McCandless at the line. She'll have a chance at two shots. We'll see here. Her first one is up on the way, and it's good. She's got one more coming here with 8 points on the night. Second one up on the way, and it's good. 9 points now for McCandless. And we had a few subs check in here. Looks like McCandless going to take a seat. The best player on that Viola Longhorn team going to take a rest and and see how long she can stay on the bench without this becoming a runaway. 59 seconds in the second quarter. Tay Davis going to drive all the way down the floor, and her layup no good. 54 seconds to play now. Longhorn basketball. Cheryl with it, number three. She brings it up the floor. Stolen away there by Lainey Young, but she gets it back. Cheryl still has it. Gives it over to number 14 for the Longhorns. Now she gives it over to number four in the corner. That's Dillinger. Dillinger along the baseline. He calls her out of bounds. She stepped on the baseline, and it'll be Lady Bear basketball now. And now here comes McCandless back in. Place number 32, Shaddon. So here we go with number 23, Tay Davis. And she brings it up the floor. Davis gives it over to Young. Young's going to drive down low, give it outside to Tucker for a three-pointer. No good. Lainey Young with the rebound. Puts it back up for two, and it's good. Lainey Young with her seventh point now. 16 seconds to play in this second quarter. Here we go with number 15, Newberry. Newberry gives it over to a number 30, McCandless. McCandless going to drive inside, guarded by Young. Young gives it down, McCandless drives inside, puts it down low, up for two, and it's good. And that's going to be the end of our second quarter. 30-19 our score. We're going to take a break, back with some halftime stats in a few minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I started in the car business washing cars in high school with the dream of being a Chevrolet dealer. And now, nearly 20 years later, I'm here in West Plains and proud to serve this community for years to come as your Chevrolet Buick GMC dealer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I started in the car business washing cars in high school with the dream of being a Chevrolet dealer. And now, nearly 20 years later, I'm here in West Plains and proud to serve this community for years to come as your Chevrolet Buick GMC dealer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey, Steve, and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
And welcome back here to the Mammoth Spring High School. We are at halftime of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears taking on the Lady Viola Longhorns. 30-19 our score. Lady Bears with an 11-point lead at halftime. And so taking a look at some halftime stats on the Viola side of things. A.J. McCandless in the lead with 9 points for the Lady Longhorns. Newberry has two. And number 10, Renfro with three. And Cheryl, number three, with 1 point tonight. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears side of things, Corbett is leading with 10 points. Tay Davis with 5 tonight. Washam with 6. Chevelle Graves with 1. Megan Upton with 2. And number 3, Lainey Young, with 7 points tonight. That's a look at your halftime stats. Brought to you by Alexis Davis for Mammoth Springs School Board. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Bear coverage in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears. Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pins, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Hi, this is Alexis Davis. I'm running for Mammoth Springs School Board, Position 3, and I'd like to ask for your vote on Tuesday, November 2nd, at the Old O'Reilly's Building, across from the post office in Mammoth Springs. Go Bears!
Ad paid for by Alexis Davis for Mammoth Springs School Board.
And welcome back here to the Mammoth Springs School District. We are at halftime of the Mammoth Springs Lady Bears taking on the Lady Viola Longhorns. And we are, again, at halftime, 30-19, our halftime score. Lady Bears have just came out of the locker room. Viola came out of the locker room just a couple of minutes ago and are warming up on the opposite end of the floor. Again, 30-19, our halftime score. Your leading scorers for the Mammoth Spring Bears is Adriana Corbett. She leads with 10 points. And A.J. McCandless leads with 9 points for the Viola Lady Longhorns. Again, the 30-19, our halftime score. We're about 4 minutes away from the third quarter. We're going to take a break, step aside. We'll be back with more Bears basketball in just a moment on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it, all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey, Steve, and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
And we want to take a look at your Mammoth Spring Lady Bear sponsors helping bring the basketball games this year and the one tonight specifically here on homecoming night in Mammoth Spring. Those include the OZH Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Ozarka College in Mammoth Spring, Ash Flat, Melbourne, and Mountain View, Arkansas, FNBC Community Bankers, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, Baxter Regional Systems Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, Bank of Salem in Mammoth Spring in Salem, DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring. Just some of the sponsors helping bring you Lady Bear basketball here on AM 1290 and FM 103.7, The Gift. We are back underway here in the Bear Den. Viola with the basketball. It'll be number 15, it looks like. That was Newberry. Her shot no good as it was a layup. Here we go with Chevelle Graves for the Lady Bears. Graves gives it over to Upton. Upton over to Corbett. Corbett going to drive down low, puts it back off the glass, and it's good. Corbett now with her 12th point on the night, 32-19 our score. So now here we go with the Longhorns. McCandless gives it over to Newberry. Newberry over to Cheryl. Cheryl back over to McCandless. She puts it up for two, and it's no good. And it looks like Adriana Corbett coming out of there with the rebound. Here we go with Chevelle Graves down. Graves gives it over to, she was looking to give it to Davis, but it's going to roll out of bounds. Pass incomplete. And it's going to be Lady Longhorn basketball, 32-19 our score. If you are watching the or listening to the Thayer Bobcat football game, kind of switching back and forth between the two games, we've got a score update for you. Well, the last time I checked, 42-0 was the score. Thayer leading. Looks like they'll advance after defeating the Miller Cardinals, seeing some unprecedented event in high school football. 32-19 our score, Longhorn basketball now. It'll be McCandless on the shot. It's no good. It's going to run out of bounds, and it will be Lady Bear basketball. Again, 32-19 our score. 6:58 to play in the third quarter. So now here we go with Corbett. She comes across the timeline. Really slow pace. Lady Bears enjoying this one. Got a comfortable win. We got a comfortable lead anyway over the Longhorns right now, and that is saying something. Here we go with Davis. Davis gives it over to Bryn Washam. Washam gives it back over to Corbett. Corbett over to Davis. Now thought about the three. Doesn't do it. Now gives it down low to Megan Upton. She puts it up off the rim, and it's no good. Now McCandless with it. She's going to push it up the floor. She's challenged by Chevelle Graves. Here we go. McCandless going to drive inside. Now she pulls it back out. McCandless gives it over to number 15. That's Newberry. Newberry now over to Dillinger. Dillinger gives it to the corner to McCandless. Now back over to Dillinger. Dillinger gives it to McCandless, and she's going to get fouled as she caught the basketball. Foul called on Megan Upton, and that is her third foul on homecoming night. Like I mentioned, we've got a lot of events coming up at tomorrow here in Mammoth Spring. Make sure you check our community calendar page for all those events. I think it starts off tomorrow morning with a pancake breakfast. And that's going on at the fire station starting around 7 in the morning. I could use some flapjacks right now. All right, here we go with Newberry. Newberry going to give it over to McCandless. She's going to try a three, and she sinks it. McCandless, three-point shot up and good, and now it's within 10. Here we go with Washam. Washam with the basketball. Washam gives it over to Corbett. Corbett outside, gives it over to Young. Young outside, gives it down low to Corbett. Corbett at the block. She drives inside, puts it up off the glass, and it's no good. And the Lady Bears wanted a foul call on that, but they don't get it. 32-22, 5:41 to play in the third quarter. They give it over to number 10. That is Renfro in the corner. Now over to a number 15. That's Newberry. Newberry gets the ball just stolen away by Davis, and here we go. Davis pushing it down the floor, gives it over to Young. Young's going to try a mid-range jumper, and it's no good. And looks like McCandless came down on the rebound, and she's fouled by Chevelle Graves. So the foul called on Chevelle Graves there. Coach Small calling a timeout. We'll take it with them. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I started in the car business washing cars in high school with the dream of being a Chevrolet dealer. And now, nearly 20 years later, I'm here in West Plains and proud to serve this community for years to come as your Chevrolet Buick GMC dealer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
You know, it's a completely new atmosphere here in the Mammoth Spring Gymnasium after COVID-19 last year ruining everything. I'm not afraid to say that, pretty much ruining a good basketball season. We've got the band back in here, got a good amount of cheerleaders on this end of the floor, letting their voices be heard, and we've got a great basketball game going on right now. Lady Bears lead it by 10 with 5:18 to play in the third quarter. Viola with the basketball. That's number 15, Newberry with it. She gives it outside to Dillinger. Her three-point shot, no good, and now it's Lady Bear basketball. Here we go with Corbett. She's across the timeline at the top of the key. Gives it over to Young. Young going to shoot the three-pointer on the way, and it's good. That was number three, Lainey Young, for 3 points, and she's on the 10 mark now, 10 points on the game. And now she's going to commit a foul, it looks like. Number three, Lainey Young, that's correct. That's her third foul of the game. Who did she foul? Looked like she fouled McCandless. McCandless been the main basketball holder here in this ballgame so far. 35-22, our score again. Lady Bears with the lead here. Laney's going to take a seat now. Again, three fouls on the night. Got to be careful. They give it into McCandless. McCandless, push off there by McCandless. No call, but McCandless tries a three-pointer, and it's no good. And now they call jump ball on a rebound. Looks like it's going to remain Lady Bear basketball. Don't know about that one. 35-22 our score, 4:46 to go in this third quarter. Lady Bears leading scorer, number 24, Adriana Corbett, with number 12, her 12th point tonight. So here we go with Corbett. Corbett gives it over to Davis at the wing, just outside there. Gives it back over to Tucker. Tucker now over to Corbett. Corbett over to Graves. Graves at the top of the key. She drives inside, and she's down near the center. She puts it up for two, and it's no good, and pulls down McCandless. And she's going to pick up a foul called on number two, Chevelle Graves. That is Graves' second foul of the game tonight. Third foul. 35-22 our score. Lady Bears lead it by 13. 4:26 to play in the third quarter. Here we go with McCandless. 4:24 to play. Clock is running. McCandless skips it across to number 10. That is Renfro. Thought about the three. Gives it over to number 14. She drives inside, back outside to number 10. Renfro gets it thrown away. She gives it right to Corbett. Now here we go with Tucker. Tucker pushes the ball up the floor and gives it over to Corbett. Corbett going to drive inside, puts it up for two, no good. Tay Davis fighting for the rebound. McCandless comes down with it, though, for the Lady Longhorns. And now McCandless chunked that down the floor trying to get a good shot, but the Lady Bears just pick it up there. Now Chevelle Graves going to try a three, and it's good. Multiple things just went on there, and I'm shaking my head trying to call it. Here we go now with McCandless. McCandless gives it over to Cheryl. Cheryl back over to McCandless at the top of the key. Pass it down low to number 14. Now she gives it back over to number three. That is Cheryl. Cheryl drives down low. Stolen away by Bryn Washam. Here we go with the Lady Bears again. It's going to be Chevelle Graves. Drives down low. Puts it up for two, and it's good. Lady Bears running away with this one. 40-22 our score, 3:23 to play in the third quarter. Chevelle Graves now has 6 points on the night. Now here we go with number 15, Newberry. Newberry gives it over to Cheryl. Cheryl gives it back over to McCandless. McCandless now over to Dillinger. Dillinger gives it over to number 15, Newberry. Back over to number 10. That is Renfro trying a three-pointer. It's no good. Chevelle Graves pulls down the rebound. So now here we go with the Lady Bears. Washam with the basketball. She puts it up for two, and it's no good. Pulled down by McCandless. 40-22 our score, Lady Bears by 18. McCandless driving across half court. She puts it up near the center line. And it's not the center line, but down towards the center near the free throw line. And her shot is no good, but she was fouled by number 23. That is Tay Davis, her first foul on the evening. Tay Davis had a great game tonight so far, more on the defensive side of the ball than anything, but she has 5 on the offensive side of things as well. So now here we go with number 30. That's McCandless. She's got 2 shots on the way, her first one up and good. She has 13 tonight, leading scorer for the Lady Longhorns. Nobody really in competition for that spot either. Only other leading scorer is Kennedy Renfro, who has 3. Newberry has 2, and Cheryl has 1. All right, so McCandless has 1 more on the way. It's up and good. 14 points now. 40-24 our score. Lady Bears have 5 fouls this quarter. Viola has 0. So now here we go with Washam. Washam gives it over to Davis. Davis gives it down low to Washam. Washam going to get fouled on that one. They're going to call that foul on number 4. Looks like Presley Dillinger picks up her second foul of the game. And 2:31 to play in our third quarter. Lady Bear basketball. Lawrence Gags has now checked in the ball game for the Lady Bears. Lawrence Gags, a big part of this Lady Bear offense for sure. Now here we go with Bryn Washam. She tries a three-pointer, puts it up, no good. Tucker tried to get the rebound. She got shoved, and they're going to call a foul now on number 4. Presley Dillinger again has picked up her third foul. 40-24 our score, 2:23 to play in the third quarter. Here we go, Lady Bears again. Looks like Corbett's going to pass it in. Corbett gives it to Skaggs. Skaggs just right outside that three-point line, gives it over to Corbett. She thought about the three, back to Skaggs now. Skaggs back to Corbett. Corbett wide open for 3. I think she is 0 for 2 tonight, though. Now here we go with Skaggs. Skaggs pass it down low to Washam. She picks it up and puts it off the glass for 2, and it's good. Washam now has 8 points on the night. Lady Longhorns pushing the ball down the floor with number 15, Newberry. Newberry gives it over to number 14. 14 gives it over to Dillinger. Dillinger gives it over to McCandless. She drives down the baseline. Doesn't have a shot there. Good defense by Corbett. Now here we go with number 15, Newberry, for a three-pointer on the way, and it's no good, but it's rebounded by Dillinger. Dillinger gives it over to number 14. 14 skips it across to number 15, Newberry. She's going to drive. Ball goes out of bounds, but she was fouled on that play. They're going to call that foul on number 10. That's Lawrence Gags, her first foul of the game. So I will add Skaggs to my scorebook here. Lenny Young had a tremendous game off the bench tonight. She had 10 points. 1:36 to play in this third quarter. Here we go with McCandless. She puts up a 3. It's on the way, and it's good. So McCandless with 17 now. 1:24 to play in the third quarter. Davis with the basketball for the Lady Bears. Gives it over to Washam. Washam at the block. Puts it up for 2. Rolls off the rim. No good. Washam has 8 points tonight. Now here we go with McCandless across the timeline. McCandless gives it over to Newberry. Newberry drives inside. Gives it outside to number 32, Shannon. She drives down low. Puts it up for 2, and it's good. And she's on the scorebook now. Number 32, Shannon with 2 points. And now Adriana Corbett with the basketball. Corbett gives it over to Skaggs. 56 seconds to play in the third quarter. They're going to give it over to Davis in the far corner there. Davis gives it over to Corbett. Corbett back over to Skaggs now. She's near the wing, near the corner. Skaggs skips it across to, that is Corbett. Corbett gives it outside to Davis. Davis going to drive down low. She's going to try to put up a shot. She gets the pass out, though. Gives it over to Corbett. Corbett needs some help now. Gives it over to Tucker. Tucker gives it back over to Corbett with 29 seconds play. Looks like Lady Bears going for one shot here. Now over to Davis. Davis gives it down low to Washam. Washam traveled on that play. That's a turnover on the Lady Bears. We have a 13-point lead over the Viola Lady Longhorns. 22 seconds to play in this third quarter. Lady Longhorns now in the single bonus. Got the 1-1. And Viola going to pass it in here to Newberry. Newberry brings it up the floor. Gives it over to McCandless. McCandless across the timeline. McCandless still with it. Going to try a deep three. It's on the way. Didn't even touch the rim. Going to sail out of bounds and be Lady Bear basketball. 8.8 seconds to play in the third quarter. 42-29 our score. Again, 8 seconds to go here. Here we go with Corbett. Corbett comes across the timeline. Lady Bears did hit a buzzer beater to end the first quarter. See if they can do it again here. They give it over to Washam. Washam with a second to go. She puts up a shot at the horn. It's blocked by McCandless. And that'll be the end of our third quarter. 42-29 our score. We're back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring. The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
So taking a look at the Thayer Bobcat score, got our latest update 4 minutes ago on our Facebook page. Looks like Pitts had a pass to Magnuson, 13-yard pass. Thayer leads Miller now 48-0 in the first district game for the Thayer Bobcats and Miller Cardinals of the year. Looks like Miller will go home and finish their season tonight, and Thayer Bobcats will survive and advance in the tournament. So we'll, of course, carry every Thayer Bobcat football game in its entirety on K-Country 95. And if the Mammoth Spring Bears are playing on Friday nights, we'll carry those on AM 1290 here and FM 103.7. The gift, 42-29 our score. We are underway in the fourth quarter with McCandless and the Lady Longhorns. They give it over to number 15, Newberry. Newberry with it here. She's needing some help. Gives it over to the corner to number 14. 14, a drive down low, and she's fouled on the shot. Well, it looks like the Lady Bears let it roll out of bounds. I thought they called a foul there. I seen a hand go in the air. It looks like Lady Bear basketball now. So now here we go with Davis. She'll bring it up the floor with 7:40 to play. 42-29 our score. Davis with it here. Gives it over to Skaggs. Skaggs over to Tucker. Tucker over to Washam. Washam at the top of the key. Drives inside, back outside to Tucker. She thought about the three. Skips it across to Lauren Skaggs. She will try the three. It's up on the way. No good. And it's pulled down here by McCandless. McCandless with the basketball. She comes across the timeline near the logo. Passed it down low to number 32. That is Addison Shannon, and she has her fourth point of the night. 42-31 our score. Washam with the basketball. Gives it over to Upton. Upton gives it over to Tucker for two, and it's up and good. So Tucker enters the basketball game. Excuse me, I'm playing the wrong sport. Number five enters and gives the Bears 2 points tonight. Tucker with it. All right, now here we go with the Lady Longhorns. Number 10, that is Renfro. Renfro gives it across to number 14. That one's going to sail out of bounds. Turnover on the Lady Longhorns. 44-31 our score. McCandless just sitting there shaking her head. So we got a sub coming in here. Looks like number 22, that is Sade Waltrip, going to enter the game. She's going to replace number 4, Presley Dillinger. So now Lady Bear basketball, Davis going to bring it up the floor across the logo. Davis gives it over to Tucker. She's going to try a three, sinks it in. She'll take that every night. Now a foul committed by Tucker. That's her first one of the game, though, so nothing to worry about. 47-31 our score, 6:30 to play in this fourth quarter. Tucker hit a big three there, put the Bears back up by 16 tonight on homecoming night. So McCandless was fouled on that by Tucker. It's the 1-1 opportunity now for McCandless at the line. Potentially two shots. Her first one, she's fixing to take it. It's up on the way, and it's good. McCandless now she's had a great night tonight. This is her 18th point. Got a chance to make it 19 tonight. 6:30 to play in the fourth quarter. Here we go with McCandless. Her second one up on the way, and it's good. 19 points now for McCandless on the night. Squee Davis again bringing it up the floor for the Lady Bears. 6:27 to play. Davis near the free throw line, gives it outside to Skaggs. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Gives it over to Tucker. Tucker gives it over to Davis. She sets up her play here. 6:18 to go. Now over to Lauren Skaggs. She was wide open for the three. Thought about it, but she's not going to do it. Now over to Tucker at the top of the key. She thought about the three. Back over to Lauren Skaggs. Wide open here. Lauren Skaggs 0 for 1 beyond the arc. Now they give it over to Davis down low. And now to a driving Bryn Washam. She's fouled on the shot. And she's going to get two at the free throw line. 47-33 our score with 6 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. That foul committed by number 32, Addison Shadden. That's her first foul of the game. Lady Bears with 7 fouls so far in the second quarter. And Viola with only 3. Washam's first free throw up on the way, and it's good. She has 9, can make it 10. Got some subs checking in here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Looks like Lainey Young and Chevelle Graves going to re-enter the basketball game. And Corbett and Skaggs going to sit down for this one. Second one up on the way, and it's good. Bryn Washam now close to Mammoth Springs' leading scorer with 10 points tonight. McCandless with it for Viola. McCandless at the top of the key gives it over to Newberry. Newberry gives it over to number 14. Number 14 with it here. She needs some help. Gives it back to McCandless, and they're on the floor for it. Chevelle Gray's fighting for that ball on the floor. They're going to call a timeout. Viola wants to talk things over. 49-33, 5:43 to play in our fourth quarter. We're back after this from Palace Drugstore in Mammoth Springs.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Springs School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Springs and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Some of your Mammoth Spring Bear Boosters helping you bring the game tonight. First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, the Cleary Funeral Home in Alton Thayer in Mammoth Spring, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, Forschler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland in Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton in Thayer, and the Carter Funeral Home in West Plains in Thayer helping you bring the ball game tonight here on AM 1290 and FM 103.7, The Gift. All right, so 5:43 to play in the fourth quarter, 49-33 our score. We are back underway. Looks like it's going to be Lady Longhorn basketball. Gets it taken away by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Here we go with Lainey Young. Oh, my goodness. Quite the foul. Lainey Young on the floor. She gets right back up, though. She's all right. Quite the foul there committed by number 30. That's A.J. McCandless. Her first foul of the night. Hard foul there by Lainey Young. She looks to be okay. She'll take the free throw line. Hard foul there. So here we go with Lainey Young. Her first one shot up on the way. No good. Lainey has one more coming here tonight, though. Lainey dribbles at the line. Her second shot up on the way, and it's good. Lady Bears now by 11. Now here we go with McCandless. McCandless across the timeline with 5:33 to play in this fourth quarter. She gives it outside to Newberry. Newberry gives it over to Cheryl. Cheryl back over to McCandless at the top of the key. She drives inside, puts it up for two, rolls around the rim, and it's good. 21 points now for A.J. McCandless tonight. Best player on the floor by far. So now the Lady Bears with it. They give it over to, that's Tucker. Tucker passed it down low to Megan Upton. She puts it up for two. That's good. Megan Upton. Just 4 points tonight. She's had a great game, though, on the defensive side of the ball. So now here we go with number three. That's Cheryl. Cheryl gives it over to number 14. Number 14 double dribbled with the basketball. Going to be a turnover on the Lady Longhorns of Viola. 52-35 our score. 4:58 to play in the fourth quarter. So Bryn Washington going to take a seat here. Let's see who checked in. I believe Corbett checked back in for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. 4:58 to play in our fourth quarter. Lady Bears going to check it in here. Chevelle Graves throwing it in to Corbett. Corbett will bring it across the logo for the Bears. Corbett at the top of the key gives it over to Graves. Graves at the top of the key gives it over to, couldn't catch her number, gives it over to Corbett. Corbett over to number 23, Davis. Davis gives it over to Corbett. Now down low, gives it over to Young. Young over to number two. That's Chevelle Graves for three, and it's good. So now 10 points on the night for Chevelle Graves. Here we go with McCandless. McCandless gives it over to number 14. 14 across the timeline. 4:26 to play in this fourth quarter. Here we go with number 22. That's Waltrip. Waltrip gives it over to, can't catch her number. Looks like they give it down low to number 22. That's Waltrip. She's up for two. Excuse me, number 32. That is Shadden, and she's up for two, and it's good. 6 points on the night for Shadden. Now here we go with Davis for the Lady Bears. Davis gives it over to Graves. Graves goes down low, puts it up for two, no good. Megan Upton on the offensive rebound, shot no good, gets a foul called. She's going to get two at the line. Megan Upton can make it a 20-point lead here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. That foul called on number 30. That's A.J. McCandless, our second of the night. McCandless has 21 points on the night, while Megan Upton has only four, but she's had a great game on, again, the defensive side of the ball, like I said a moment ago. Upton's first shot up on the way, and it's no good. 4 minutes to play in our fourth quarter now. Again, Megan Upton at the line after the foul by McCandless. Her second one up on the way, and it's good. Upton now has 5 points on the night. 4 minutes to play in this fourth quarter, and the clock is running. They give it over to number 14. 14 over to McCandless. McCandless trying to get up the floor. She gets across the timeline now, picked up by Lainey Young, her defender. McCandless with it. Skips it across to number 14. Back over to McCandless. Trying a deep three on the way, and it's no good. And it's going to be pulled down by number 24, Hallmark. They give it over to number 14. Now back over to McCandless. McCandless gets it down low to number 32, Shadden. It's going to roll out of bounds. And Lady Bears regain possession now. 56-37 our score. 3:33 to play in this fourth quarter tonight. Of course, make sure you tune in on K-Country 95 and 100.9 The Train. Have the latest news, sports, and weather coming up in your news at 7 on K-Country and news at 6:30 on 100.9 The Train. We'll check all your local high school football, local high school basketball scores, and we got some Chiefs stuff to talk about as well. Now a three-pointer from Chevelle Graves is no good. It's Corbett with the offensive rebound. She passed it down low, went off the hands of Megan Upton down there. It looked like the Lady Bear who had her hands on it. Sails out of bounds. It's going to be Lady Longhorn basketball with 3:17 to play in the fourth quarter. Now here we go with number 15. That is Newberry. Newberry gets it over to number 14, but it gets stolen away. Now a jump ball while they were on the floor for it. It'll be Lady Bear basketball again. Now, while I'm not a basketball coach and probably do not hope to ever be for the sake of everybody's sanity, I'd run some clock here. 3:07 to play. Chevelle Grace with the basketball, passing it down low to Megan Upton. She puts it up for two, and it's good. No reason to run clock. Just get this game over with. 7 points on the night for Megan Upton on the assist from number two, Chevelle Graves. That pass deflected by Lainey Young down the floor. They're going to pass it up to Chevelle Graves. She puts it up for two, and it's good. Another 2 points for Chevelle Graves, and that is 12 points now for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. 2:40 to play here in this fourth quarter. Lady Bears going to put in, looks like, some subs off the bench. Now number 14 had the basketball in her hand, but she lost control of it. It's going to go half court, and Longhorn's going to lose it. 60-37 our score. And it looks like Davis, Chevelle Graves, and Lainey Young going to take their seat. Maybe the last time we see them on the court on homecoming night. Now here we go with Tucker. Tucker gives it over to Lauren Skaggs at the top of the key. Skaggs gives it over to Upton. Back to Skaggs now. Skaggs skips it across to Tucker. She thought about the three, gives it over to Upton. Yeah, Upton. She tries the three, and it almost went in, but it rims out. Now number 14 for the Lady Longhorns picks it up. She gives it over to Newberry. Newberry across the timeline. She drives inside, pulls it back outside to number 14. 14 skips it across to number 11. That is Connor. Connor gives it over to number 14. 14 back over to number 11, it looks like. Back to 14 now. 14 needs some help. She gives it over to number 22. That is Waltrip. Lady Bear steal it away there. Skaggs going to be fouled as she stole it away. Foul called on number 22 on the Lady Longhorns. That's Waltrip and her first foul of the game tonight. 1:47 to play in the fourth quarter. 60-37 our score. Again, Thayer Bobcats playing over there on K-Country 95. A big Bobcat win tonight. at Lewis Bosman in Thayer. Looks like they will continue in the district tournament. We'll carry every one of those games on K-Country 95. Skaggs with the basketball, gives it over to Tucker. Tucker down low to Corbett. She puts it up for two, and it's no good. Well, down by number 22, Waltrip, and it's going to roll out of bounds and be Bear basketball. 134 to play in this fourth quarter. 60-37 our score. Lady Bears got a chance to score here. And Megan Upton going to get the inbound pass. Her shot no good. They're on the floor for it. And it's going to be jump ball, Viola basketball. Looks like we've got another entry here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Number 15, Krista Crawford, has entered the game for the Lady Bears. As I can't really tell who took a seat. But you may be wondering why you have not heard the name Sarah Crow. That is due to, she's out at this game tonight. So hopefully she'll be back with us the next game. So now here we go with number 15. That is Newberry. She loses the ball again. It's a sloppy play here by Viola tonight. Skaggs with it. Skaggs gives it over to Tucker. Tucker over to Corbett. She's down low at the block. Puts it up for two, rims around, and it's good. Corbett now with her 14th point on the night. Got a sub entering here. Looks like Laney Young going to come in for the homecoming queen, Megan Upton. She's going to take a rest on the bench with a minute 04 to play in the fourth quarter. 62-37 our score now. Lady Bears in the driver's seat of this one. Under a minute to play now. They give it over to number 15. That's Newberry. Newberry drives down low, and she is fouled. See who they're going to call that on. Get the 1-1, though. Anyway, a foul called on number 5. That is Tucker. That's our second of the game. Tucker came off the bench, scored a quick 5 points for the Lady Bears. And now that first shot up on the way by Newberry, her shot up and good. That's our third point on the night. Got a chance to make it four here. 62-38 our score, 52 seconds to play in the ball game. Our second up on the way, off the spring box, no good. This could be Krista Crawford pulling down the rebound. They give it up to Corbett. Corbett outside gives it over to Crawford. Crawford now over to Skaggs. Skaggs gives it over to Young. Young over to Tucker. Tucker outside going to try a three. No good. And it's going to be number 11, Connor, pulling down the rebound. Connor gives it over to number 15, Newberry. Newberry driving inside at the block. Gives it outside to number 3, Cheryl. And a three-point attempt on the way by number 22. That is Waltrip, and it's out of bounds. No good. 26 seconds to play now. Lady Bear is probably just going to run this clock out and take the champ or the victory home. 62-38, going to be our score here. Lenny Young with the basketball. Gives it over to Skaggs. 18 seconds play. Now over to Krista Crawford. Gives it over to Skaggs. Skips it across to Corbett. Now over to Lenny Young, who tries a three on the way, and it's no good. That's pulled down by number 11, Connor. Connor gives it up to Newberry. 5 seconds to play here. And the three-point attempt on the way at the horn. No good. And the Lady Bears are victors on homecoming night. Again, your final 62-38, your final in Mammoth Spring tonight. We thank you for joining us here on AM 1290 and FM 103.7 The Gift. But don't go anywhere. We've got your post-game coverage coming up in 2 minutes on the